أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هذا يوم لا ينطقون ولا يؤذن لهم فيعتذرون. ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. In the previous ayats we read where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that the people of Jahannam, when they will be told, now go towards Jahannam, that is the non-believers and the sinners who did not make tawbah, then they will be told, and there they will find that the flames of Jahannam will be coming out like sparks which are as huge as castles, as palaces, and then they will break up into smaller sparks which will be the size of camels, and in this way they will have that suffering. On this day Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will say, هذا يوم لا ينطقون. This will be a day when the non-believers and the sinners who did not make tawbah, that they won't be able, that they won't speak. In some places they might speak and make excuses, but that will not avail and help them at all. Other places they will be just like dumbfounded, they will not be able to speak at all also with the difficulties and hardships there. وَلَا يُؤْذَنُ لَهُمْ فَيَعْتَذِرُونَ. اور نہ ان کو حکم ہو کہ توبہ کرے. And neither will they be given the permission or the command that you can make tawbah now. Tawbah is in this worldly life. And while we have got our breath, while we are living, and especially while we are healthy, a person must really make sincere tawbah. By tawbah, Allah Ta'ala forgives our sins. A person like Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who when he was not a Muslim and he had killed in a made shaheed the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took this very, very hard. But afterwards when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a message to him to accept Islam, and he said, in reply he said, that how can I accept Islam when all the things which are forbidden in Islam, all those things are committed, those terrible sins, so how can I accept Islam? Allah Ta'ala revealed the ayat of the Quran Sharif, illa man tab, however that person who makes tawbah, illa man tab wa amana, and he brings iman after that, wa amila amalan salihan, and he does righteous deeds, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ حَسَنَاتٍ. Then Allah Ta'ala is that being that Allah Ta'ala will change the evil actions into good actions. All the wrong they have done, Allah will give them in its place good actions. So he replied and said that if Allah said that person who makes the tawbah and who brings iman and he does righteous deeds, I don't know whether I will get tawfiq of doing good deeds or not. Then Allah Ta'ala, how merciful is Allah Ta'ala, Allah revealed another ayah. And in that ayah Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. That Allah does not forgive that a person associates partners with Allah, that he makes shirk with Allah Ta'ala. But besides that, whomsoever Allah wants to, Allah Ta'ala will forgive. So Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was informed of this, he replied and said that Allah Ta'ala said that Allah will forgive whom he wants to. I don't know if I'll be included amongst those people that will be that whom Allah wants to forgive. Then Allah revealed a third ayah. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Oh you people who have done wrong to yourselves, you have committed all types of sins, and you have committed the worst types of sins. Do not give up hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah Ta'ala forgives all the sins. So while we are here, then he accepted Islam after that. And also Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam declared, this is for everyone. Whoever will make the sincere tawbah, giving up his sins, and making sincere tawbah and turning to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will forgive that person. However, our ulama explained that this is not a license to commit sins and then say that I will make tawbah. It is like a person who, if there is some medication that if you have the worst type of burn and you apply it, immediately you become right again. Your skin becomes right, no pain, nothing. Then too, no fool will go and put his hand in the frying pan or hot oil and he says, I've got this medicine, I'll apply the medicine. So nobody will do that. And we don't know whether we'll get the tawfiq of making tawbah also. So it's no license to commit sins, but it is encouragement for the sinners that they give up their sins and they make sincere tawbah. So on that day, there will be no excuses and Allah will not accept the tawbah. It is also mentioned, on the day of Qiyamah, a person will cry till all his tears are finished. Then he will cry tears of pus, they will get finished. Tears of blood, they will get finished. But it won't move the mercy of Allah Ta'ala in the least. But whereas here in this world, if a person makes tawbah and it sheds one drop of tear, the size of the head of a fly, then too Allah Ta'ala will forgive him. He asks for sincere forgiveness. So this is the time that we correct our lives and we make sincere tawbah. On Qiyamah day, this will not be accepted. And on the day of Qiyamah, it won't be like court cases here or anything that a person lies, etc. A person makes excuses, a person tries and get out of his problems. On Qiyamah day, it will not be like that. So it will be a day, وَيْلُنْ يَوْمَ إِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ خرابی ہے اس دن جھٹلانے والوں کی. On that day, it will be a great sorrow and great azab for those people who falsified the day of Qiyamah, who did not believe in the day of Qiyamah, that once we are dead and our bodies have been finished, returned into sand, how will Allah bring us back to life again? And they did not believe that how will Allah gather all the people. So when that day will come, these people, they will be all most sorrowful that what has happened to us here, for what terrible consequences which we were denying, and here it is right in front of us now, and we are present there. May Allah give us tawfiq of making tawbah and preparing for that day and come out of all our gunas and make sincere tawbah. None of us know when death will come, and before death, all the time we must be ready with our tawbah. May Allah give us tawfiq.